Hello, I'm Diane Ramsey. Welcome to Scene and Screen, my podcast. I love to talk about theater and sometimes TV and movies. And what a treat today, because I'm talking to someone who's really done it all. Been a star on Broadway, been a TV star. You know her as Rachel on Glee, Lea Michele.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm just slowly waking up and making my way to rehearsal right now for the tour, actually.
Well, that's what I should mention is we're here on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast right now while we're doing this interview for Scene and Screen. So thank you so much for getting up early. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, of course. This is so exciting. We are so excited to come and see everyone. And this is just, Darren and I have been talking about doing this for a really long time. So the fact that it's finally happening now is really exciting for the both of us.
Well, tell us about a little bit of the, give us a little taste of the show that you're going to be doing, just so I can clue everybody in if they haven't already gotten their tickets. Lea Michele, Darren Criss, co-headlining a tour at Durham Performing Arts Center on June 30th. So give us a little bit of the show. Describe a little bit of what you guys are going to be doing.
Well, first of all, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, what are you waiting for?
Right.
Come out to see us. It's going to be so much fun. So obviously Darren and I met doing Glee. But since then, we've just remained really great friends. Our families are friends. We've spent holidays together. And we also really love performing together. We've done a lot of small performances here and there. So we really felt it was about time that we put a show together. And so we're going to do a lot of the classics from Glee, the songs that our characters sang together, as well as some other songs from Glee. And then we're going to do a bunch of songs from each of our solo albums, as well as some songs from Broadway shows. So I think we put together a pretty incredible set list. And whether you're a fan of Glee or our solo stuff or just music in general, it's a really fun show. And, you know, Darren is an incredibly spontaneous performer, so I'm sure every night will be equally unique.
Yeah, that's cool. So just take us, if you wouldn't mind, back behind the scenes of Glee. Were you guys all friends? Because that's the way it looked on screen as a Gleek. It looked like you guys all enjoyed each other.
When we were doing the first season of Glee, even in between filming, I mean, not only were we also doing concert performances during our downtime, so we were always together. And we became a family. We loved spending time with each other. I lived with one of the girls on the show.
Which one?
I really believe that, I lived with Diana, who played Quinn for all of season one.
Oh, yes, of course, your frenemy.
So, yeah. And so it was, you know, I really believe that the closeness that we had off screen, it really transcended into the show. And I think that people saw those connections. And I really believe that that's what made our show so special, was that we had something off camera that really, like I said, it bled into the show. And I think that that's what people just say fell in love with our relationship.
That's cool. And Darren actually, I believe, auditioned for the part of Finn.
Said, oh, he did? That's so interesting.
I heard that. Yeah, that he would have been there the first season, but I guess he came on season two. So
yes, he came season two, and he fit right in.
Well, that's probably hard for somebody to do, so that was good for him. You know, when you guys have all gotten to know each other, and then he has to kind of jump on board this moving train of Glee.
Totally, but he really, he did it so seamlessly, truly. I remember the first time meeting Darren, and he honestly fit right into the show and, you know, just became such a, you know, like our characters, especially in the later seasons, we got to do so much together. Mm-hmm. And it was really one of the best times of our lives. And a little bit about this concert is really honoring that and getting to celebrate all of those incredible memories.
So do you have different set lists for each show? Do you kind of change it up sometimes? Because I would think that would be hard to pick your favorite songs to do. I mean, you only got like an hour or two.
So I think that, you know, our band is going to, you know, we're going to put together a great set list that will be the basic, you know, set list every night for our show. However, knowing Darren, I can imagine, you know, sometimes he'll just say, hey, I want to come and sing this song with you tonight, or why don't we try this? So I love that about him. He keeps me on my toes, which is really exciting.
That is cool. So do you enjoy doing this type of performance as opposed to being on stage like in a regular Broadway musical or doing television where you have to do take after take? What's your favorite?
You know,
do you have a favorite?
I get asked that question a lot, and I really enjoy, you know, getting to do all different kinds of things in my career, television, recording albums, doing live performances. I think that, you know, it makes me enjoy everything because I get to keep my hands in a bunch of different, you know, areas. And I love performing, especially getting to do these kinds of concerts where I get to sing songs from my albums that were so personal to me, as well as having the opportunity to come and meet people who have, you know, been our fans for a while and supported us, but also meet maybe new fans. So I love that interaction. Obviously, I come from, you know, background of Broadway, so I feel the most comfortable on a stage. But it is really, you know, there's nothing like that live energy. And who knows, you know, you make a mistake or something happens, or, you know, it's just like that's the exciting part of live performances.
Well, that's cool. That's what you're trained for. So what kind of music do you listen to when you're not performing? Do you have a certain type that you listen to, like when you're working out?
It's so funny that you are asking me this question because I'm just currently driving to rehearsal. And I literally sat in my car for like 5 minutes because I couldn't decide what to listen to today. But I'm actually a really big country music fan. So I'm currently listening to Kacey Musgraves' new album. Oh. And I also love Miranda Lambert. So that's usually my morning mix because their voices are so nice. And I listen to Miranda Lambert before I perform all the time because she's very calming for me. But when I want to, like, pump it up, I listen to, like, Lady Gaga or Kelly Clarkson. So I love all the divas, all the girls.
Yeah, so you belt out some Lady Gaga behind the wheel, huh? That's cool.
I have been known to sing in my car for sure. Not so much in the shower, more in my car.
No, I think we all do that. But you probably sound way better than most of us do, Leah.
Well, I don't know about 9 a.m. right now, but...
Well, some real quick questions. What's your favorite coffee drink? Do you have one?
Oh, my goodness. These are my favorite questions. I love coffee more than I think I love a lot of things on this planet. Literally sitting and having a cup of coffee is my favorite thing to do in the morning. And I just have coffee with a splash of almond milk. That's it. Nothing sweet. Or I like black coffee. No frap, cap. Vanilla, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. I just want a nice black coffee.
Well, you're being good to your voice because they always say don't put any dairy in there if you're trying
dairy
to sing.
Dairy and stuff. Uh-huh. No, there you go.
What about your favorite charity? Do you have one?
I feel like for me, I've had the opportunity to work a lot with different charities. I've worked closely with Make-A-Wish for many, many, many years now. But as much as I can do stuff for animals, I try to because we need to be the voice that they don't have. So, you know, I don't really kind of align with one specific charity, but as much as I can do also for, you know, I do a lot for Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. So as much as I can do with this platform that I've been given, I try to do.
Favorite boy band?
Boy band? Well, I'm currently wearing a New Kids on the Block sweatshirt.
How about that?
I just ate myself.
My boy bands are older than your boy bands, I'm sure. Five things. Tell us five things you have in your purse right now.
Okay, I'm driving, but I'm at a red light, so I'm going to tell you. So in my purse right now, I have antacids for my acid reflux. I have hand cream, sunglasses, a wallet, keys, and lip balm.
Oh, absolutely. Got to have the lip balm. See, we have Burt's. You ever heard of Burt's Bees? We have Burt's Bees right here in Durham. So
That's what I have in my purse.
See,
I have Burt's Bees.
That's because it's so good. Well, this has been so much fun talking to you. Real quick, what are your brunette ambitions? You notice how I dropped the name of your book there. Seamless. What are those? Are you going to be maybe doing some writing and directing in the future? Or maybe something completely out of the entertainment realm? Anything you can let us know about?
Yeah, so I'm right now, Darren and I are putting together this concert tour. Our goal is to add some more dates and get to see as many people as possible. I'm starting to think about my third record, which hopefully we'll get to start working on sometime in the fall. And of course, always, you know, keeping busy in the TV world, working on a television show right now I can't talk too much about. But there's a lot of exciting things going on. I can't wait to spend the summer with my family. And yeah, I'm just really grateful. This has just been, you know, such an amazing time in my life, and I'm incredibly happy. And so that's what matters the most.
Great answer. Well, lovely and talented Leah Michelle, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Come see our show. We can't wait.
I'm going to mention again, tickets available now for Leah Michelle and Darren Criss, June 30th at DPAC. Get them online at dpacnc.com or by calling 919-680-2787. Have a wonderful day. Drive safe, Leah Michelle.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. I'm Diane Ramsey. Thank you for listening to Scene and Screen.